my car at the Rockley Country Club. Hopefully, I'll be able to see the Mishnah Brura here. It's raining outside, so I have to be indoors right now. But today we are doing Daf Ches Amud Aleph in the Mishnah Brura and Simin Reish Mem Hei. So we are up to Seif Gimel. So says the Shulchan Aruch, again, this Simin is about when there's a Shutfus between a Yehudi and an Eini Yehudi, what do we do about the Shabbos prophet? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Heicha Shalom Hisnu Betchila. We already said that the very best thing that they could do is to make a Tanai at the very outset, that the Eini Yehudi gets all the Shabbos prophets. The Yehudi will get one of the prophets of one of the other days of the week, and they'll split the rest evenly. But if they did not make that tonight when they initially entered the partnership, yesh tikun, there's still a way to fix it. Al yedei sheyachzer mochalem demei akarko yimkru l'shacher. Meaning what the Shulchan Aruch is struggling with is, if this tonight is something that has to be made at the very beginning of the Shutfus, and now it's too late. The Shutfus already started. They've been in business together for 2 years, and now they started learning Mishnah Brura Yomi, and they say, uh-oh, now what do we do? So the Shulchan Aruch says, what you do is you restart the Shutfus. You absolve, you eradicate the Shutfus and restart again. So what do? If it's a Shutfus in Karka, sell it, return all of it to the Mocher, or sell it to somebody else. V'yachzru v'yuknu b'shutafus v'yachzru b'shas ha'kniya, and then rebuy it and make a tanai at the time that you rebuy it. V'im nishtatvu b'chanus v'lo isnu, and if they became Shutafim in a store and they didn't make such a tanai, so yachso kolecha vital chelkovi vatla shutafus varchach yachso l'shtadiv yasam b'tchila, everyone should give back his portion and then redo it again, and then go back to the shutfus and make the tanai. When you go back to the shutfus, the im kiblu akarka lasos po malacha b'shutafus, and if they received karka to do malacha in that karka, so they don't own the land, so there's nothing to return, and they receive karka to work together b'shutafus, yivatla shituf, they should undo the partnership. V'yimchalu zelaze, and they should each be mochel one another. V'acharkach yachzu l'shtatef yasam b'tchila, and then go back to the shutafus and make the tanai again. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura Sifkaton Yudalid. Sheyachzir amochelam b'chosh mishpulis shesarach atakinim mechadosh lahakvil slamochav lo sagib zeh sheyachzir adam mashar mechira. It's not enough to just give the money back when you're selling back the property or selling back the business. You need to actually do a kinyan that effectuates giving it back so that you could rebuy it and start again. This, of course, the Mishnah Brura says, gets into a major discussion about making kinyanim with an Eino Yehudi, because it's not abundantly clear which types of kinyanim work for an Eino Yehudi. This is, of course, an issue we deal with all the time when it comes to Mechiras Chametz. So that's where we always deal with that issue. So says the Ramah now, going on to the Ramah, V'im yirtza lahaskir dein Yehudi chalko b'shabis olusachru b'kiboles shari. So what it sounds like the Ramah is saying is, if you're already shutfin and you didn't absolve the shutfus, and you want to just rent out your chalek to the Eino Yehudi for Shabbos, or to make him a kabbalan for whatever work he does there on Shabbos, where you're going to pay him for the job, shari, that's mutter too. Commotion is parallel. Sof simrish mdalid in mechas madbeya to shari v'kolshkin kan to shari mshutafas Eino Yehudi. Just like, remember, we had about the toll collector or the tax collector and the coin maker, where we said that you could have him work on Shabbos as a kabbalan, and we said that that was mutter. So over here it's even better, because over here he's a shutaf together with you, and that should for sure be mutter. So Mishnah Brura says, if that's what the Ramah means, we have major problems with this Ramah. Sivkot and Tezvav, Ein Magen Avram v'Taz sheniskashu b'zeh ma'od. Magen Avram and Taz have major problems with this Ramah, with this passage of the Ramah, this kula of the Ramah. And that is as follows, why should this be mutter? This isn't anything like Simin Reish Mem Daled. The Sham Shari Mishum Seida Dafka. Over there, it's mutter because of the loss. Remember, we said over there at the end of Reish Mem Daled that those things are only mutter because we don't trust a person to lose that much money and not do the work himself. So we needed to come up with a heter over there. V'teretz Magen Avram b'maskana. So the Magen Avram, after going back and forth on what in the world this Rama means, answers the Hacha Ayri. So Im shnayim u'shloshi yom mi'yemei achol. That over here, what we're talking about is that you're not renting it out to him back to the Ein Yehudi for Shabbos. You're renting out to him several days of the week where it's going to be his business. The sulak akad mishum schar Shabbos, and that takes care of the problem of schar Shabbos. Because remember, klal gadol. Whenever we have a problem with schar Shabbos, havla'a solves the problem of schar Shabbos. So now you have havla'a that you're getting paid together with the weekdays, the Shabbos together with the weekdays. Umad deshari b'kibol. And that which we're saying that you make him a kablan is also talking about where he's not only a kablan for Shabbos, elabistama, you just made him a kablan. That whenever you decide to work for me and make X amount of money for me, I'm going to pay you a salary of XY. The ikarabusa drama. Well, wait a second. If anyway, there's a stam kablanos or there's a havla'a. So what exactly is the chiddush of the Rama over here? So that this is mutter, meaning the answer is too good. You made it so mutter that there doesn't seem to be a chiddush over here. So he says, no, the ikar chiddush of the Rama is the kamash malon de lo chashin b'zeh l'maris ayin, sheyom l'tzoruch Yisrael l'osa. The chiddush is that I'm not worried about maris ayin in this case, that people are going to think he's doing it for the Jew. Kivin sheyadua sheyesh le'en yudhi chelekbo, because everyone knows that the guy is a part owner. U'mash kasav kamoshin is ba'er, and when the Rama says, like we explained in Simon Reish Mem Dalid, what he means by that is Kavanaso Kimo Sham Delochashulamaris Ayin. It doesn't mean that it's the same halacha as Reish Mem Dalid. He means that just like in Reish Mem Dalid, we weren't worried about Maris Ayin, we're also not worried about Maris Ayin over here. The Kolshkeinacha Telaka Maris Ayin Klal, Kivin Shubashutafos Amenu Yudi. So all the more so over here where there's no Maris Ayin at all, since it's with the Shutfos together with Ein Yehudi. The Taz agrees with the Magen Avraham that this heter of the Ramah should not be taken at face value, and it must be that there's some element of havla'a over here. But one thing one does need to be careful about is not to have conversations about the business with the non-Jew on Shabbos, and that we've already discussed. Moving on now to Si'if Dal. You can invest your money by giving your money to a non-Jew to work on an investment for you, even though he's going to be doing things on Shabbos to work with your money. He's going to be buying and selling and doing whatever with your money to make money on Shabbos. You could still divide the profits because this malacha is not something that's mutal on the Jew to do. Meaning this is not a case where you're working in the business. You don't know anything about money. You just make it and then invest it with someone who knows about investing. So you just give it to him and he's the one that's working on all of the investing. So it's not your job to do, and therefore whenever he does it, that's his business. Shenomer she'ini Yehudi osa shlichuso. If it were your job to do, we would say, oh, it looks like he's doing your shlichus. But since it's not something you would ever do, he's not doing your shlichus. And plus, no one sees who's really behind the money, who's really behind these investments, because the Einu Yehudi is doing everything. Says the Ramah, but that's only if the Einu Yehudi is on his own when he invests the money. Then aser. If the Jew also works, some of the days on investing that money, and the non-Jew works on other days in investing that money, then it's going to be aser. And Yisrael who has a mashkon from an Einu Yehudi, that we'll take a look later on in Simshin Chafesiv Beis V'Gimel. Now, says the Mishra Brura Sifkatan Tazayin, if this would have been also something that the Jew would be involved in, that he's also responsible for it, it would be asr, because that's just a regular shutfus between a Jew and a non-Jew where you need to make a tenai at the outset. We're not worried that this looks like schar Shabbos, because the whole thing is with havla'a. And you will see what we say later on in Simshin Zayin. The Chain Ein, and we had also said the Asek is not Nicker whose it is. That people are going to think that he's your hired worker and that he's working for you. That's not a concern over here. The Lo Ein Asek Nicker Shel Mihu, that it's not recognizable who's really behind it. If it was Nicker and everyone called it by the Jew's name, then it would be Asur. Just like we had with all those cases of Goldberg's Merchatz. Ayin Sham, that would be problematic. But over here, it's cash. No one knows. You just gave him money to invest for you. But even this heter is only if you did not tell him to work on these investments on Shabbos. El Sheni Yudi Batzmo Osakein. He did it on his own. As we'll see soon in Sif Hei. So then we said that it's going to be that it's going to be usher if the Jew also works in some of the days. Unless they made it tonight initially, like you're supposed to make it tonight, which is ukanal b'sif aleph, which is how this whole simon began. Moving on to Sif Hei. You can give merchandise to an Eini Yehudi to sell for you if you set a certain salary that he's going to get for doing that, as long as you don't tell him that he should sell it on Shabbos, and even though he ends up selling some of it on Shabbos. Similarly, let's actually see Sifkat and Chaf and Chafal before we move on. Sivkat al-Khafi says that if you were katzat l'schar, because then everyone's going to realize that it's obvious that it's a daita d'nafshe, that he's not working as your shliach, he's working for himself so that he can make his salary. Sivkat al-Khaf alef ublvad, we said as long as you don't instruct him to work on Shabbos. So it says in Mishabura, vim yom ashuk hu b'Shabbos, but if the day of the market, the only day where he possibly could be doing the work, happens to be Shabbos, afilu b'stama aser. Then that's going to be also even if you do it b'stam, davi kilu amar mecharli b'Shabbos. That's as if you're telling him to do the work on Shabbos. Now, weiter in the Shulchan Aruch, taner shalakachu yisrael mashkon me'ina Yehudi. If a Jew takes an oven as a collateral for a loan from an Eini Yehudi, v'kibel av Eini Yehudi shemashi yalas charatanur yitein li Yisrael b'ribis ma'osav. And the non-Jew says, you know what? Whatever money this tanur makes, the Jew will be allowed to keep as ribis for his loan, mutar litol schar Shabbos. You're allowed to take even what the Tanur makes on Shabbos, lefi shuber shosein yehudi v'el nisrael chelik bo, because that's totally in the Yehudi's control. The Jew has no portion in that. V'gamein Yisrael omer lo lasak b'Shabbos. And the Jew never told him to keep the oven active and rent it out on Shabbos. V'en Yehudi ki katarach b'nafshei katarach l'kayim t'na'o. Then Yehudi is just doing this in order to fulfill his t'nai, that he wants to be able to pay you your ribbis payments that you're allowed to collect from the Eino Yehudi. So Sivkat and Chavbeis Mutalitol Hainu Afilu Shaloba Havla'a. Mutalitol means even without Havla'a, Vein Tzarech Lasos Klum, and without any Tanai. Meaning that since he's giving this to you as the ribbis for the loan that you owe him, and he's the one that's deciding to keep it operative throughout Shabbos, so that's purely a daita d'nafshe. You don't need any tonight to begin with. You don't need anything like that. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the last si'if of Simen Reish Mem Hei, and we will also begin Simen Reish Mem Vav, hopefully from a more normal place than the inside of a Kia. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful evening.